British Prime Minister Tony Blair is taking a beating in the British press today after what one paper called the most chaotic day since the Labour Party came to power 9 years ago. Three of Blair's senior ministers hit the headlines on Wednesday for all the wrong reasons, fueling media speculation that Blair's government is in trouble and that his time in power might be coming to an end. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Bad Blair Day, said the Times. A sorry mess, shouted the Independent. Even the traditionally left-of-centre Guardian hit hard with Triple Whammy Wednesday as its headline. Tony Blair is used to the rough and tumble of the British newspapers, but there was no denying that what the press have dubbed Black Wednesday was not the kind of day you want in government, especially 1 week ahead of local elections. First up was Home Secretary Charles Clarke, who had to face the House of Commons after the disclosure that when more than 1,000 foreign prisoners, including killers, rapists and child abusers, were released, and as foreigners should have been considered for deportation, the government lost track of them.
It was a failure. I've acknowledged it's a failure and it must be got right. And as part of that, apologise, the honourable gentleman shouts from a sedentary position. I do apologise, I have apologised, I continue to do so. It is not right that that should be the state of affairs.
Next up was another Blair stalwart, the Health Secretary Patricia Hewitt. She was addressing a conference of the Royal College of Nursing in Bournemouth. The government has invested millions in trying to beef up Britain's famous and free National Health Service. Even so, some 7,000 jobs are to go, and the nurses did not like the message they were hearing from the minister that changing work schedules would help to solve the problems of the health service.
If you reorganise staff rotas to make better use of permanent staff and to get... Yes, and nurses. Nurses are leading the way. Nurses are...
Eventually, the audience rose and booed Hewitt off the stage. And all this after newspaper headlines in the morning revealing that Deputy Prime Minister John Prescott had had a 2-year affair with his secretary. The BBC's political correspondent Robin Brandt says it comes on top of other recent allegations of sleaze, such as accusations that the government has sold knighthoods and other honours in return for loans to the ruling Labour Party.
Yesterday was perhaps not a meltdown as it's being described, but it was the conflagration of lots of stories all on one day. That's the first thing that made it look very difficult. But it was also just the continuation of this drip-drip. You know, him and his government are facing lots of allegations and lots of problems. And, of course, that makes him look stale and it makes him look as though he is in trouble.
Tony Blair won a record third consecutive election victory last year and is entering his 10th year in power. But critics are saying his administration has run out of ideas and that the British people are getting tired of both Blair and his Labour Party's message. He has said he will step down before the next general election, which must take place before the year 2010. Blair himself came out fighting today, admitting there had been problems in government, but shrugging off much of the criticism as media hype.
The headlines are the headlines. Look, there's no problem that isn't a crisis, no difficulty that isn't a catastrophe, no week that's not going to end up being the most terrible thing that's ever happened. You do the job, you get on with doing the job, because if you, in the end, end up governing according to whatever goes in and out of the news on a day-to-day basis, that is the moment to pack up and go.
Yesterday's events will likely not help the Labour Party in local elections next week. But Tony Blair today did not sound like a man who was going to let headlines push him out earlier than the day he decides to go. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.